Actually, it's all done prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn number 25. Let's sing hymn number 25. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for today, for tonight, we will continue to discuss Psalms number 119. We continue to discuss Psalms number 119. Let's continue with the next stanza or the section. That is to say, from verses 73 to 80. Verses 73 to 80, here we can see the Hebrew alphabet, yod. Let's read verses 73 to 80. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie. But I shall meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed. So this section, we can see, we want to give a theme, that's to say, building up through God's word. Building up through God's word. We can see, God had formed the psalmist, but then this forming must come to completion. To complete God's forming of the psalmist. That's to say, to build him up, So we want to see building up through God's word. God made him and formed him. Let's see verse 73. Verse 73, the upper part. Your hands make me and fashion me. So we can see God made and God fashioned the psalmist. However, this forming, this building up is to be complete. However, to complete the forming. So let us see verse 73. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. So give me understanding. Give me understanding. That's to say, the psalmist need to improve. So the psalmist need to know. The psalmist need to know that the Lord give him an understanding what he need to perfect the work that God has already begun. God continue to form him. God already continue. God already started the work to build him up, to form him, to meet him, to form him. But this forming must come to completion, perfection. So here, the psalmist asks for understanding that he may understand or know what need to be improved, what need to be corrected, what need to be perfected. So may God continue to build him. Verses 75 to 77. So here we are able to see that is to say, may God continue to build him. I know, O Lord, that your righteous, that your judgment are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. So he pray that the Lord continue to build him, continue to help him to conform to God's righteous law, so that he may continue to be built up. So here he say, and he know very clearly how God would want to continue to form him. Therefore, in verse 75, here we are able to see, I know, O Lord, that your judgment are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. So the Lord continued to form him. And then, oh, may your loving kindness, God's mercy, grace, graciousness, or kindness comfort him according to the promise God made to the servant. And may the Lord have compassion upon him that he may live, not perish in the affliction. For the law of the Lord is his delight. So in this part, we are able to see that the psalmist need to be built up, need to be complete, the forming, to be improved, to be corrected, to be perfected, to be a new man. And he desire, he pray that God may continue to build him, to form him, how the Lord through faithfulness afflicted him, to correct him, to guide him, to lead him. But in this period of God forming, even God chastisement, discipline, that the Lord, we have compassion of him, mercy upon him, kindness upon him. So may the Lord continue to help him to even conform to God's righteous law, so that the arrogant may not, that the arrogant may be put to shame. Let's see verse 78. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie, but I shall meditate on your precepts. So here we are able to see that the arrogant may be put to shame. That is to say, since the psalmist will be built up by the Lord, will completely, continuously to be formed according to God's righteous character image. So for the enemy, there's nothing for the enemy to accuse, to find fault on the psalmist. So here, may the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie. By lying, they accuse or they want to find fault with this psalmist. So by being built up, those who fear God will rejoice with the psalmist. Verse 74, may those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. So may those who fear you see me and be glad. Those who fear God are able to see the psalmist. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because they are able to see that he is built up, slowly conforming to the image, to the character of the Lord. And then in verse 79, may those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. So may those who fear you turn to me, turn to the psalmist to rejoice with the psalmist. How we are able to see. They will turn to the psalmist and then to learn from the psalmist, to imitate the psalmist. So may those who fear you turn to me to learn, to imitate from the psalmist for God's glory. And then here we are able to see the end desire of the building up through God's word. So verse 30, may my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed. So here we can see the end desire of being built up, that he will completely be built up, that especially may his heart be blameless in God's statutes, so that he will not be ashamed. So here in this section, we are able to see building up through God's word. God already make us, form us, but however, we need to be a new man, to be a new man. We have already been baptized, but to be a new man, need a process, need time, need spiritual nurture, need spiritual cultivation, need discipline. We also need God's help to build us up, especially God's word. So today, God wants to continue to build us up, to completely form us according to his image, his character. So let us allow God's word to continue to build us up in spiritual nurture cultivation. Now let us see another section. Let's see from verses 81 to 88. Let's see from 81 to 88. Here this alphabet cup. Let's see verse 81. My soul languishes for your salvation. I wait for your word. My eyes fill with longing for your word. While I say, when will you comfort me? Taught though I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The arrogant have dug pits for me, men who are not in accord with your law. All your commandments are faithful. They have persecuted me with a lie. Help me. They almost destroyed me on the earth. But as for me, I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. So this section, this stanza, verses 81 to 88, so we can see God's word is faithful. God's word is faithful. So this word is promise, God's promise. So God is faithful to his promise. God's word is faithful. Promise. God is faithful to his promise. So what is this promise? So this is a promise to deliver. To deliver. So this is a promise to deliver, to save the psalmist from affliction, from the persecutors, according to God's promise. So let us see verse 86. Verse 86, upper part. All your commandments are faithful. All your commandments are faithful. So we can see God's commandment, God's word, God's promise. God is a faithful God. God is faithful to his promise. His promise. The promise to deliver. Let us see his enemy and his circumstances. Let us see his enemy, his circumstances. Verse 85. Verse 85. We can see the arrogant have dug pits for me, men who are not in accord with your law. So the enemy, these are the people who disregard God's word, God's law. These are the arrogant people. And then they have dug pits for the psalmist. Let's see verse 86, lower part. So here we can see they have persecuted me with a lie. They have persecuted me with a lie. Let's see verse 87. Verse 87, the upper part. They almost destroyed me on the earth. They almost destroyed me. Let's see verse 83. Verse 83, upper part. Though I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. So here,
it described to us how a wineskin hanging in the smoke and heat above a fire. So it will become blackened and then also will be make a wrinkle, dry up. So though I become like a wineskin in the smoke. So here it picture to us how the Samis because of the enemy dug pits for him and then they persecuted him and then how he had suffered a lot he is almost destroyed. So he described that he has become like a wineskin in the smoke or how his vitality slowly drying up. So we can see here the Samis, his enemy and his circumstances. Therefore then he cried out to the Lord, verse 86, the last phrase there, help me. So he cried out to the Lord. He was calling for God's deliverance, salvation. So he was praying for God's deliverance, salvation. So he cried out, help me, help me. So let's see verse 81. Verse 86. So here he cried out, help me. And then let's see verse 81. My soul languished for your salvation. His soul languished for God's deliverance. Let's see verse 82. My eyes fill with longing for your word, for God's promise. So his eyes fill with longing for God's promise. While I say, when will you comfort me? So when will the Lord deliver him? Verse 84. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? So we are able to see that he was calling the Lord, do not delay the punishment of the persecutors, because man's life is short, calling upon the Lord to execute his righteous justice, judgment. So here we can see that he was calling the Lord for deliverance. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? And then we can see, despite in all these circumstances, all this affliction, we can see he remained faithful. He remained faithful, verse 87. But as for me, I did not forsake your precept. So at these circumstances, he never forsake the precept of the Lord. Verse 83, I do not forget your statutes. And then verse 81, I wait for your promise. I wait for your promise. So we can see in these circumstances, he remained faithful. And then his belief, verse 88, he believed God is a God who is faithful, faithful to his promise, how the Lord will deliver. So verse 88, revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. So he believed, truly believed that God is a God who is faithful to his promise, he will deliver. So revive me according to your mercy, kindness, loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. So in this section, we can see God's word is faithful. That is to say, God is faithful to his promise, to his promise to deliver. So today, we must have this faith, no matter whatever circumstances, troubles, difficulties, affliction we go through, we must be faithful to believe God is a faithful God who will keep his promise, his word. Now let us see the next part from verses 89 to 96. Here we can see the Hebrew alphabet, Lamed. So let us read, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continue throughout all generation. You establish the earth and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinances, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revive me. I am yours, save me. I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. I've seen a limit to all perfection. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. So in this part, this section, we can see God's word is sure. God's word is sure. So we can see God's sovereign and unchanging word governs and maintains all creation. Here we can see God's word by which He created and then He maintained and governed all things. We can see the secure order of the heavens and the earth. Here, reassuring truth that God's word by which He uphold and govern all things is enduring, eternal, and trustworthy. Also, here we can see that is to say, God's word is sure can be seen through in God's creation, and then how He continued to govern, to sustain, to maintain His creation. Let's see verses 89 to 91. Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continue throughout all generation. You establish the earth and it stand. They stand this day according to Your ordinances, for all things are Your servant. So the creation, God the creator, how we can see God's word is sure. By His word He created, and then by His word He continued to govern, to maintain the creation. And then this is very important. That is to say, from verses 92 onwards, we can see that is to say God's word is sure, trustworthy. And this is the larger truth that confirms the godly man's confidence in the trustworthiness of God. Since God is trustworthy from verses 89 to 91, so the psalmist in his life, so we can see he can be very sure of God's word. He can trust God's word is trustworthy. So God's word is sure and trustworthy. That's to say, God will deliver, God will revive. Let's see verse 95. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. So the wicked waited for him to destroy him. I shall diligently consider your testimony. So the wicked wait to destroy him. And then verse 92. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. 93. I will never forget your precept, for by them you have revived me. How the Lord uphold him, preserve him. How also the Lord have also revived him. Let's see verse 94. I'm yours, save me. How the Lord will deliver, save him. For I have sought your precepts. So we can see that is to say the psalmist believe that God's word is sure, trustworthy. God is a God who is trustworthy. Since He is a God who create, He continue to sustain, govern, maintain the creation. What more, this psalmist is God's servant. How God's word is sure, trustworthy, how God will deliver, will revive this psalmist. So the Lord's commandment has no limit. We can see God's word endure forever. I've seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. So we can see the psalmist here, the Lord's commandment has no limit to its perfection, and God's word endure forever. God's word is sure and trustworthy. So today we must believe God's word is sure. God can be trusted. We give thanks to our Lord. We will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kitu 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 kit
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord. Our family altar will end here. Peace be unto you all. Amen.